lista de este gobierno capitalista. Me quieren parar porque hablo mal de su sistema que envenena. Yo he sido el oprimido 500 años por los extraños. Si lo supieras y lo sintieras, harías lo mismo con estas fieras. Así que sabes que soy zapatista, matando la fuerza que es oprimista. ¿Qué vas a hacer cuando el poder te quite todo y lo nombre de él? Soy acusado y maltratado solo por ser del otro pinche lado. Todo camino se ha cerrado. Muy bienvenido al otro lado, el zapatismo.
I came for a lot of my friends that couldn't come today. You know, I came for them and hopefully take anything that I learned or anything that I heard or, you know, whatever I recorded, I'm going to take back to them and, you know, let them hear it or whatnot. I'm still kind of speechless after everything that went on today. It was a pretty amazing experience. And I think, you know, you don't forget these types of things. So it's cool that, you know, people here were able to come. Well, but the whole event, just like hearing everybody's stories, hearing so you know all the people that are working on different things, it's very powerful because you know you know that there are things getting done. So I don't know. I mean, and then at the end, just hearing him speak and just hearing how humble he really is. You know, like I think that's one of the I respect that with people. Like their humbleness is like to me it's the most amazing thing a person could ever like characteristic they could have. So you know he is very humble and very knowledgeable. Very you know how could I say it? Especially about the whole sexuality issue. I mean, there's people that you know would never even be able to talk about it, and he's so open about it. And the Zapatistas are probably so open about it. So I think it's a really cool you know thing that I heard today.
After hearing Supermanando speak, I just feel so like there's so much power within me, like so much rage, and it's just so happy. Like after whatever he talked about, he just incorporated sexism and like how sexual orientation, everyone should work on it together and fight from it from the floor down, and it just feels so happy. Like I just feel so happy to be gay right now.
And my impressions about what Elsup said, it was very interesting to hear him talk about la pared, the walls, how he took the analogy of the wall of the border, and he started talking about the different walls that we create ourselves due to our internalized colonization. And it's like, I was thinking all the time about borderlands, Gloria and Saldúa's borderlands, exactly the same concept, and he stressed that it is very important for all of us internally break those walls, because those walls are something that we internalize and we create as limitations. He also said that the Mexican nation doesn't start in Tijuana, it doesn't start in San Diego, it doesn't start in Chicago, it starts down, abajo y a la izquierda, from below, people who are working class, grassroots people, that's where Mexico gets started, initiates. And then he said something very important, because it has been a real debate among us grassroots organizations, is who belongs to this encuentro, which is convoking Mexicans, and who belongs to the intergaláctico, which is the international struggle. We claim, the Autonomous People's Collective claim, that everybody who's living in the occupied Mexico belong to the struggle of Mexico.
So Eddie, what did you think about the event today and Marco's speech?
I thought it was a very good event, man, overall. Just this whole like, you know, definition of La Otra Campaña, man, like people coming together, especially what he was saying about the barriers that we build up, you know? Mm-hmm. Like we think that other people from on top build them, but some of those barriers that we put up, like man, racism, sexism, homophobia, we're the ones that actually put them up ourselves, you know, and we're the ones that down, you know? So for me, that kind of like tied into the whole thing of like just being like a collective, you know, and like participatory democracy, you know? Like not having a leader, but everyone here is a leader in themselves. I think it's all social, man. I think we learn it external, man. Like when you're just born with love in your heart, you know? And you learn to hate, man. You learn to like lose that open-mindedness, you know? So I think it's definitely external, man. And if it's something that's external and not internal, then it's something that could definitely be changed, you know? Because there is people, I think, that, you know, they think that shit is internal. And once you start internalizing that, you don't... Like, for example, like when people say that someone's, like, an alcoholic or someone is, you know, an abusive person, you know, they say it, like, in terms, like, in absolute terms, without, you know, having... Instead of saying like someone's like, oh, they're going through the conditions of alcoholism, or they're going through like a phase of this, which gives it like, you know, a different space for them to like actually change, you know? We just have to change that language, you know, what we think like external like influences are and internal influences are, you know?
My name is Alessandra Vasquez, and it's the first time I've actually seen something like this where it's just more, like we're in Tijuana, right? We have like more people from outside than I think people that are local. It's pretty cool. And just like, I didn't really mind sitting for hours like listening to just like everyone's issues and what they had to talk about, and just seeing Marcos up there the whole time, calm and just listening. And it's really a special individual to just take everyone's issues into consideration, and not be biased. Or it was amazing. Like this.
My name is Marcus Kisa MC Little Eagle. I'm a Pawnee and Seminole, and I guess I'm here to make the journey to bridge maybe a bridge here with the North and the South, you know, the best way that I can. And just being here is just an example that I'm interested. And I would love to see this group here come to a ceremony where I come from, or where my relatives are from. You know, because I feel that us as indigenous people, this is a way of life. It's not a passing fad or a passing trend. It's who we are, it's in our blood. Just like the buffalo, or the deer up north, the elk, the antelope, the caribou. All these things that we lived upon on this earth, it was good.
Muy buenas tardes. Me llamo Pequeña Águila, es el nombre seminal que tiene. Estoy interesado en estar aquí y estuviera bien interesante si ustedes pudieran ver la ceremonia de nuestros pueblos, de mis relaciones, de mis familias, porque esto no es un pasatiempo que nomás está de un momento a otro, pero sigue.
This is about resistance and resistance to me. Is being culturally aware, being empowered, and spreading it the best way that we know how, through love, through kindness. And the way that I know is by speaking my language, is my resistance. Singing my native songs is my resistance. Remembering my culture, my heritage, my ancestors, that's my resistance.
Esto para mí es algo de resistencia. El ser consciente es resistencia. El ser una persona buena es resistencia. Las canciones son resistencias, y para mí ese es estar aquí con la resistencia.
Emonai, this channel that Waka Yongi means, as we all sit here together, we'll make it to the heavens, to the spirit world, or to the next season, because that's what we're trying to make it, with solutions. We can talk about problems, we can talk about the struggles, but the importance is coming together and finding a solution collectively, humbling ourselves, humbling our egos, humbling our pride and saying we can work together. And when I have this time of Waka Yongi, it goes like this. To me that means it's good. Indian way, you know, we give gifts, you know, so I just want to give this to Dottie right here. You know, in a good way, Indian way, and that's all I know.
Parte de estar aquí es de encontrar soluciones. Las soluciones se encuentran entre nosotros trabajando juntos. Ser un humano, ser bueno. Y bueno, la canción indígena no la puedo traducir, ¿verdad? Una de las tradiciones para el pueblo del compañero es de dar regalos, y viene aquí hoy a presentarle al delegado hacer un regalo.
Enseguida tenemos al compañero Froggy, que es de la Youth Justice Coalition. Al compañero Froggy. Y se prepara Eduardo Coronel de la Unión de Estudiantes Latinos. Un aplauso para el compañero.
Hola, buenos días a todos. Para todos los jóvenes sufriendo, peleando esta lucha. Es algo que cuando estamos en estas calles tenemos que ponerle trucha. Para mis zapatistas, con mucho cuidado, tener zapatrucha. Ocupamos nuestros madres, padres, tíos y tías que nos ayuden en estos días, cuando a veces ni tenemos tortillas, tratando de ser bien, pero no nos quiere las policías. Nomás nos quiere poner en otra pinche cárcel. Y peor, deportar si no tienes propio papel. Por eso nos ponemos a protestar este sistema con banderas. La gente mira juventud organizada, noticias, dice que nomás somos pandilleras. Este gobierno no le gusta cuando enseñamos banderas de nuestros países. Dicen que eso no en esas calles. Nosotros le dijimos chales tamales. Ha estado. Ha estado bien difícil para buscar ayuda en mi propia comunidad, porque para mucha gente no le gusta platicar la verdad. Pero seguimos sangrando cada día, porque cada día perdemos gente. Muchos de mis amigos nomás platican de drogas porque ya perdieron mucha mente. En los Estados Unidos todavía esperamos un mexicano presidente. Yo estoy aquí representando todos Los Ángeles, no nomás mexicanos, porque en esta lucha revolución todos somos hermanos, peleando este racista gobierno a sacarlo del pueblo, llevarlo a su infierno. Bueno, mis amigos y amigas, acabar mi poema con muchas gracias y bienvenido, y que no se les olviden que el pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. Muchas gracias.
Jasmine, from Tucson. I'm 19 years old. I never imagined myself being in a place surrounded by so many conscious, indigenous, empowering people. It was very motivating and inspiring. I feel privileged to be here, to be surrounded by so much great energy and positive vibes, and it's good. I'm speechless. As for Marcos' speech, damn, it's Marcos. I got emotional. It was like, it really pushed me to like really make some changes into like community. Not just say, oh yeah, I'm an activist, I make change in the community, but like this time, like really make change in the community.
Hi, my name is Jose Gomez, and I deeply believe that gatherings like this between Mexicans and Chicanos, ECLN, and other organizations down in Califas and around the U.S. Helps, and it brings hope. It brings hope that we will change the world. We'll find new things, find better things for the communities.
¿Y cómo viste lo que dijo Marcos?
Lo que dijo Marcos me pareció bien, porque en realidad sí tocó los puntos que nosotros tocamos. Él sí se nota que les hizo caso, porque los volvió a tocar cuando le dio su presentación. Mm-hmm. Volvió a... He talked about them. So he was like paying attention, and I think that man brings hope to us.
Quiero darle las gracias por permitirme estar en medio de tanta gente tan bonita. y darle la bienvenida a su comandante Marcos. Es algo que los poderosos no pueden radiar, la hermosura y la belleza de los llamados. Yo me llamo Félix, soy de la costa de Nayarit. Por la gracia de Dios soy Cora. Me vi la necesidad de dejar mi vida a los 20 años. Crucé la frontera 5 veces. Lo primero que conocí de Estados Unidos fueron sus cárceles y los golpes de la migración. Yo tengo cerca de 27 años. Estoy integrado en defendiendo a todo ser humano que cruza la frontera. Les damos la bienvenida y les decimos bienvenidos a México, mi padre.
Desafortunadamente, sí tenemos compañeros que se llaman progresivos, pero al mismo tiempo hablan, sí, justicia para todos, pero no la practican. Cuando le habla una mujer a un compañero para trabajar, para estar en adelante, te miran acá o te miran por acá. Así es como te ven. ¿Y saben qué? Si el movimiento y la raza es de todos para todos, entonces vean a las mujeres como iguales. Respétenos. Todos tenemos madre. Y porque alguien odia a la mujer, no lo entiendo. Todas tienen madre. Todas esas mujeres que ven alrededor son hermanas, son tías, son sobrinas, algunas son madres, todas las tenemos. Entonces, ¿por qué es que algunos hombres desrespetan a unas con tal de que no sean familia? Son familias de otra gente, somos la raza. Las mujeres estamos en el movimiento y es un poquito difícil cuando tenemos problemas en el movimiento. Los problemas de las mujeres son problemas de la raza porque nosotras somos las razas. El problema de que digan que no, que primero la raza primero y después los problemas de las mujeres, no, ¿sabes qué? Parejo, hombre, mujer, todos los demás que sigan en una línea junta, no en una de donde están atrás, adelante y en medio. También me gustaría decirles antes que, por favor, respeten a la mujer. Estamos aquí para trabajar y desafortunadamente, honestamente hablando, he tenido muchachos que estamos aquí para hacer cambio y automáticamente me vienen a hablar como si estuvieran buscando novia. Por favor, estamos aquí para mejorar, no para buscar novias. Y si alguien está aquí para buscar novia, por favor, váyanse a otro lado porque nosotras estamos aquí a luchar. Gracias.
Vasquez, well, a lot of the topics that are, you know, covered, I think everybody pretty much their point across on what the current issues that Chicanas and Chicanos face over here in the States, and you know, bring it to the attention of Supermandate Marcos. See, you know, just to have him listen to see like, what we face. And also they just wanted his response, I feel like they got it. Okay. I'm not saying that there's other things that we also need to take in care of. Seriously. And it's like it starts this border that's here that's being that's dividing this country as well. Yeah, it pretty much brought to attention that it doesn't matter like what language where you have, you know what you are. So you don't need to be ashamed of it. It's like you just have to deal with it the best way you can. And that's why like that I kind of actually like that response myself, because I am very like in my Spanish is not the best ever, and you know, that's why I have trouble convincing people for what who I am. They don't believe I'm Mexican a lot. So if anything, that's the response I need, and that's the response that needs to get across to everybody in the Latino community. That's the thing. You communicate the best way you can to get your message across. And if people don't understand it, there's always somebody to translate. It's always something, but you shouldn't, yes, exactly, you should not apologize for a certain language barrier that you have. It's something that you have, and if you're working on it, great. But that's the point that he got across too. It's just that it's really no problem as long as you know what you are. You're not like you're living a lie or anything. That's why I kind of related to that subject. That one mattered to me a lot, the most actually.
Well, people know me as Zapatita, San Pancho. I was very curious to see how exactly the structure of it would work out. If it would be kind of like a typical council, you know, where you'd have just a few select individuals speaking in the crowd, the audience. But it was great, because at the very last moment, like, even myself and other comrades were just decided on the spot, okay, I have something to say that hasn't been addressed yet. So it was very fluid, it was very open, it was very non-hierarchical. And I think Marcos did a very good job of not really putting himself too much in the spotlight. Although it was a little strange about the way he was being addressed often by the crowd, a little disconcerting. But I think he does a very good job to reinforce again and again that this movement is not about having a leadership or having a set direction or having anyone else be leadership or having, you know, a particular direction being constructed. So in that sense, I felt as an anarchist to be very enticing and very, you know, very interesting and something I could easily like continue following and falling in love with and having other people that I would come encountering with and, you know, share that type of perspective and hopefully share that those ideals and help continue that type of perspective and organizing in the U.S. as well. So yeah, very motivating, very inspiring.
Hola, mi nombre es Miss Xochitl Aguilera y estoy presentando a los niños de la dirección y yo nomás quiero decir que nunca, nunca, nunca perderemos porque como si perderemos no estaremos aquí, estamos aquí, nunca, nunca piensen que estamos allá en Hollywood, nunca. Porque luego es como decir como eres nadie. Pero si eres aquí con todo tu dignidad, eres como estar vivo, pero vivo otra vez. Y la maíz, como la Chilone dijo, vamos a estar aquí por siempre. Siempre. Nunca vamos a parar de fallar con nuestra tierra. Esta es nuestra tierra. Nunca vamos a parar peleando por esta tierra.
Thank you.